myhealthandliving.com, Natural Remedies for Life. I'm David Cummings, also known as Healthy Dave. It's all about natural health measures to live a healthy life, along with alternative remedies to help avoid sickness, heal your ailments, and maintain a youthful state. We believe that eating the right balance of natural fruit and veggies, nuts and seeds, along with a healthy lifestyle, can negate the need for over 90% of medicines and treatments on offer today. So how can we help you? Hopefully by promoting good, simple health and living principles that you can apply in your everyday life. Enjoy. Okay, today we're going to be considering and talking about real natural foods versus packaged foods. There are substantial differences between the two. In order to analyze this, we need to consider the main differences, looking at the words then, from the dictionary or thereabouts, real natural and also packaged. Real natural foods means untouched or modified, and it is straight off the vine or tree. And packaged foods really means processed or packaged, modified, enhanced, or tampered with. Now I know that these two are rather extreme, but you must realize that if it's modified or processed, then by definition, it's not natural. It's not in its natural state. Your body will consume anything you put into it and deal with it as best as it can. This includes all processed and modified foods, some not so bad and others, well, let's just say it's not so good. It can be a big debate and you can go on and on about this or that food, but today's not really about a debate. We're just on about the real health food and the real health concerns over packaged foods and making you aware about what we put into our bodies. What we put into our mouths is either good or bad. We must realize that everything that we put in there has consequences. Whether it be short-term, long-term, or secondary, it will affect your body in some way. Now let's have a look at some packaged foods. What do you do about researching and understanding the foods and the things that are in these foods before we eat them? Do you have a look at any of this stuff? Do you read the packet to see what adverse elements are actually in them? Do you know how your body reacts to certain processed foods? Or more importantly, do you even know what we're really feeding our kids? Our children seem to consume anything that they get put in front of, and we must be aware as parents that not all of it is good. Not all food is actually food. Because children's bodies are changing rapidly and growing, they seem to wear the brunt of food a lot more evidently than adults do. In other words, if you eat some MSG-filled potato crisps, and your child does as well, your child is most likely to react harder than you are because their body is still trying to grow and learn and develop. Just a little disclaimer about that too, that we have to understand that although packaged foods or processed foods affects us all differently, there are some fundamental ways in which we will react. And that is to say that it's usually the degree of the reaction that varies, not the reaction. Sometimes people can break out in some eczema if they have too much MSG. Others can have breathing difficulties. However, we must realize that it probably affects us that way too. It's just not so evident. The level or the degree of these reactions varies in our bodies. Now, here's a little test. Here's a little quest for you to go do. I want you to consider what is in your pantry or your fridge. What food is in your cupboard? That is a great question. So be honest with yourself to get most out of this. Go and have a look in your cupboard or go and have a look in your pantry or fridge and have a look and just see what's in there. Is it good stuff? Is it junk food? Is the majority of it fruit and veggies? Being honest with ourselves is the only way we're going to get the most out of this. So, do you have too much junk? Do you have excess of fruit and veggies and not enough junk? Those are the real questions. And as important as they may seem, they can make all the difference as well. Make all the difference in health or unhealthy. I suppose the real reason why we have to be honest with ourselves is because all too often we can just be fooling ourselves into thinking that it is only a little bit that we're eating, or it's just a treat. But what about this question? Is it a treat? What constitutes the timing of the treats? A treat every night is not a treat. It's really just part of your staple diet. And that's what I mean about fooling ourselves. Are we consuming too much of the nasties and the junk food that react adversely in our bodies? Here is a typical list of what is found in most Western society pantries or fridges, and it is quite alarming. So, if your cupboard looks like this, and the food stacks everywhere represent this, well then, you may have to reconsider your own health issues. Not necessarily short-term, but certainly long-term. Okay, here's the list. Potato crisps. Chips in a packet, that is. Corn chips. Cookies, or biscuits, or crackers. Rice crackers. Rice and corn shapes. Cupcakes. Donuts. Muesli bars. Rice bars. Nut bars. Confectionery chocolate bars. Candy. Lollies. Sweet on sticks. Wrapped sweets, toffees, chew bars, mints, breath mints, after-dinner mints, candy suckers, lolly suckers, lozenges, pre-made pasta meals, instant noodles, soda drinks, soft drinks, soda pops, pre-mixed carbonated drinks, juices, fruit drinks, pre-squeezed fruit and vegetable juices, beers and wines, and the list just goes on and on and on. So I suppose the question is this your staple diet? If so, as we mentioned before, we need to really consider our own health issues for the long term. So with that list, I'm going to ask you one other question, and that is, where is the food in that list? Because all of this stuff is junk food. It's not real food. It might fill us up quickly and pass through, but it's not exactly nutritional. It's not food. So where's the fruit and veggies, I ask? Well, is this your staple diet? Go back to your cupboard or your fridge and have a look. Do you have the majority of fruit and veggies? Because if so, then you are certainly on the right track to living a healthy life. I'm not trying to segregate people to say, you know, if you've got a cupboard full of junk food that you're going to be unhealthy. I am saying, though, that in the long term, you need to really consider your health options, because eventually, too much junk food will come back and bite you. And one of the sayings I heard recently is, just because you are obese, just because your brother is obese, and just because your father and mother are obese, doesn't mean obesity runs in the family. It means that the family doesn't run and doesn't eat properly. Now that little saying, I know, can be perhaps a little bit of offensive sometimes, or to certain people. However, to be honest, it's really what about we eat. It's really what about we feed our faces with. And if we look at our diets, and they are really not too crash hot, and the food we eat aren't substantially fruit and veggies and nuts and natural foods, then we are certainly on the wrong track to a future of unhealthy lifestyle. So if you want to be healthy, reconsider what's in your fridge and cupboard. All right, I think I've labored on that point enough. So here's the next thing. Watch how your kids react when they eat packaged foods. Now, remember that today's topic is all about natural foods and health foods and the differences between them. And that is that health food will generally have a good behavior outcome, and junk food or packaged food may perhaps have an unfavored or bad reaction behavior in your children. And it could even be in yourself as well. I know what I prefer for my children, and that is that if they do have packaged or junk food with perhaps some MSG or something in them, then it really stands out that they have eaten the MSG. Their behaviour goes off the chart. Their mannerisms change. The way they talk back, the way they listen, the way they are unattentive. It's just really a product of their environment, and that is they fed their face, their body, with something that wasn't really suitable. And their body's trying to react with it. It's trying to deal with it as best it can. Hence, their behaviour goes off the chart. And that's why we're really careful about what our children eat, and they are certainly aware of it as well. What to eat and what not to eat is a great thing to know. Now, another aspect of packaged foods, and certainly natural foods, is the glycemic index. And a glycemic index really affects how our bodies process foods. And the higher the glycemic index, the faster it digests and processes in our body. So if you've heard of a low GI food, it simply means that the food processes slower and it releases the energy slower into our bodies, which means you can have longer lasting energy over a period of time. For instance, a packet of potato crisps might be a really high GI food. Bang! It hits your body and it starts to process and go through, and all of a sudden it's gone and you're out of energy. Where on the other hand, if you eat some sweet potato, which is a low GI food, it processes slowly and you get longer lasting energy over a longer period of time. Now that is very important, and we're going to talk about that at another period, not now. However, we've got to consider that some foods have a high glycemic index and others have a low GI or a low glycemic index. And the majority of packaged foods have high GI, which really affects the way we behave when we're eating the food and afterwards as well. Watch your energy levels just drop off half an hour to an hour later. Okay. We've got a short message coming up and we'll be with you back in seconds.
Drop the pounds the easy way. Shape your abs with minimal effort. Mike Geary's method works. You can have abs like this with minimal effort.
Absolutely amazing. It's been simple to follow, and bottom line, I'm losing weight and losing the belly fat.
I'm really, really happy with the purchase that I've made, and I've seen a great improvement already over the last couple of weeks that I've had.
So download the shocking true secrets about abs for free.
The best ab exercise in the world is no ab exercise. Now, that may come as a total shock to you. There is a time and place for ab exercises done correctly, for sure. Look at what I'm talking about. Great lines of tasteful muscle tone where most people carry those rolls of flab.
So download the free report on nutrition and training guide for free. So go to www.whathealthfood.com/getbetterabs.
Okay, welcome back to the discussion on packaged foods versus natural foods. Here's a great challenge for you. Instead of snacking on packaged foods, snack on alternatives instead, like natural alternatives. This could include nuts, sun-dried seeds, sunflowered seeds, pumpkin seeds, sun-dried fruit, sweet peas, beans, tomatoes, grapes, fruit, and yogurt, just to name a few. The idea is to have it prepared beforehand. After all, we all know that it is very difficult to grab a snack when you are in a hurry and running out the door. But if you have something prepared beforehand that is very healthy and easily grabbed or easily accessible, then it is far more likely to grab these things as you go. So with seeds and nuts, you could have them separated into small bags or containers. That way, when you do run out the door, you can simply grab the pre-organized snack box or the pre-organized snack bag. You will feel a bit more satisfied. You will feel better off for it. You won't feel gluggy or flat. You will be doing your body good. Not just filling it with junk food, but actually doing it good. And we've got to consider why we eat. Generally, for a couple of reasons. for comfort or for some sort of emotional release. But the most important reason is for nutrition and sustaining ourselves. It is important we realize that when we do actually snack on food. Are we eating for emotional release? Or are we actually eating because we're hungry and feeling a bit flat? If that's the latter and you do need some extra nutrition, then you are on the right track. However, if you're eating because of it's an emotional release or you're going through a tough time at the moment, then that's important to realize that fact because you can swap it with some other more healthy food alternatives instead. Do you know, I sit at my desk sometimes and I get a bit hungry, or I'm walking through the house or feeling a bit flat and empty. What I do is I grab a snack, and obviously you snack to fill yourself up, but what I grab is the important piece. I often grab a piece of corn or a piece of sweet potato, some sweet peas or some string beans, and just munch on them slowly. It certainly fills me up well enough that I don't feel gluggy and I don't feel as if I'm filling my body with some extra fats or some unwanted junk food. It's certainly not laced with all the chemicals and MSGs and those sorts of things. I do feel better for it. Now, some people do look at me a little bit strange and think, well, what are you just chewing on a piece of sweet potato like that for? Yes, it's raw, but my point is that I actually like the taste. It is very good for you, and it fills me up and gives me energy. So go back to your pantry or your cupboard, your fridge. Look what you can use as a healthy alternative rather than eating junk food. You will definitely thank yourself for it. So as I mentioned before, it's about being prepared. It's not hard to do, and if you're serious about having a slight chance of improving your future lifestyle and your health, then it's really an easy step. Packaged foods are mixed. Some are good, some are healthy, and some just are not. So you have to be careful about how they're labelled healthy. And even if they are labelled healthy, then are they really? Do they chemically enhance the flavour? Do they put flavour enhancers in? MSG, preservatives, pH balances? Do they have a swag of laboratory numbers and ingredients list? Or are really, really long words that only your doctor or chemist would understand? And if so, then you should be able to do some research and find out what they really stand for. And avoid the foods that actually contain them. This can be a little bit difficult, especially if you have kids and it's that word no, that just make the healthy alternative. Sometimes when you say no to a child, it is very difficult. However, if it's for the longer term, then they'll eventually understand. You give them alternative and they'll understand. Something just as appealing. Something just as colourful. Something just as sweet. Something just as filling. So making the right decision for your whole family means some sort of change. And no one likes change. Just do a little research to avoid some bigger problems later on, though. However, a good mix of natural foods will be on the best solution for everybody. Take an apple. If your kids can't eat a whole apple, well then cut it up into smaller sizes. They are more likely to eat it then. Make eating these things fun. You get excited about healthy living and eating healthily. Your kids will eventually follow as well. And don't make a big fuss over it. It will just happen. A good variety is the key. And I stress that a good variety is the key. Sticking with one sort of health food is not good because everyone gets sick of it, including ourselves. However, if you do mix it up, then everyone will enjoy it a lot more. And don't kid yourselves, because we're in the same boat. Adults are just like children, except bigger. We just like enjoyment as well with foods. And we've got to realize that we have to satisfy some of our more emotional needs as well, and that is that yes, you do go out sometimes and eat a little piece of junk food. Just make the decision really wise. Make sure you're not sacrificing your overall health with what you're putting into your mouth. Some things are great, some things you should definitely avoid, and we'll go into that in another session. Okay, it's now time to reveal the answer to last week's question, which was, what food looks like the human brain? And of course, we all know it is the walnut. If you crack open the open shell, you look inside and it looks like the human brain. The walnut is the answer. And of course, it's a signature food to help aid and rejuvenate the brain. It is great for brain food. This week's question. This week's question is rather tricky, but you got to think about it. And that is, what food is used to help heal your liver, is used on skin spots, and can be also used as a remedy with sore throats? We'll find out next week, so stay tuned. So this is the natural order of life, that if you want to sustain yourself, then you have to eat healthy. So as you can see, there are major differences between packaged foods and natural foods. But as a rule, if it comes in a packet, it has to be preserved. Now, the question is, how have they done so? Natural foods have a shelf life, then they go off and they just start to decay. That is the order of things, and that's what should happen. But if a packaged food can sit on the shelf and not go off, decay or decompose, then it is not food, and it is probably doing you more harm than good. So, in closing, we have to be careful what we put into our mouth. You have to ask yourself this question. What am I eating? Am I really eating food, or eating some chemically unstable snack? There is a big difference. We just need to be careful. Be diligent about what we feed our bodies. Be diligent about what we feed our kids. Just a reminder as well that this is a family show, so if you do have some family members or friends that you would like to share this with, then by all means, share our link. It is blogtalkradio.com/myhealthandliving. So next week we're going to talk about the glycemic index foods. We will go through what it does for your body and how you can benefit from planning your meals with the right balance of high and low GI foods. It's all about preparation. Anyway, I thank you for listening to today's show. It was really an eye-opener for myself as well. It was really a lot of fun. I ask, though, if you do have any questions, comments, or statements, then put them through as a comment or an email through to info@myhealthandliving.com. And also check us out on myhealthandliving.com. There's great information, articles, blog talk, videos, and pictures there to have a look at as well. I'm Healthy Dave, and I thank you so much for being part of the show. Till next time. Bye-bye.